Welcome to Multifamily AP 360, the show where we discuss 360-degree views on mindset, passive, and active multifamily investment. If you're looking for tips and strategies, or just want to learn from the experiences of others, both good and bad, then listen on. This is Multifamily AP 360 with your host, Ramakrishna Chinchu.
Today, our guest is Marybeth Ross from Park. Welcome, Marybeth.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you much. A little bit about Marybeth. She's a seasoned marketing expert with over 2 decades of experience in B2C and B2B marketing. As the CMO of Park, she has an extensive background in digital experience and how buyers behave and engage. Her passion lies in creating experiences that provide buyers with what they need throughout their journey. With a deep understanding of marketing technologies and their evolution across various industries, Marybeth has recently focused on marketing technology for the multifamily industry. So with that, you want to add anything to your background?
Sure. Yeah. So longtime marketer, absolutely love what I do. I have a blend of B2C and B2B experience, which I think gives me, you know, kind of a unique advantage and the ability to see across both of these somewhat converging industries, if you will. I have had a real focus on understanding the buyer in situations, which I, you know, is my biggest piece of advice that I give everyone. If you want to be a good marketer, understand your buyer, period. And I have a love of technology as well. And so I love to see how marketing is becoming more and more technology driven as time goes on.
Awesome. Thank you. So you mentioned B2B and B2C. Can you elaborate what is the difference between that and how exactly marketing is different between B2B versus B2C?
Yeah. So, you know, B2B stands for business to business marketing. B2C stands for business to consumer marketing. And during my career time, those were considered very, very different things. And I think what we've sort of learned over time is that they're not all that different. People buy from people, and people buy to solve a pain. And so in many ways, the same tenants that work in B2B are the same tenants that work in B2C. So the difference is, of course, being that often a B2B purchase takes longer and involves more people than a B2C, but it's still the same concepts.
Got it. Thank you. And you have 2 decades of experience in marketing space. And also you started into different various sectors. Now you move towards multifamily.
That's right.
What are the some lessons you learned in marketing various industries and how exactly you are, you know, implementing in multifamily space?
Yeah, so this is actually really cool. I see the multifamily space as greenfield opportunity. So multifamily marketing and sales is changing drastically and quickly. It's maturing and it's getting to look more like what B2B and B2C marketing looked like in the years past. So what used to be a very people-heavy process, right? Somebody would be driving on the highway and they would see a billboard for a property and they'd say, oh, that looks like a good place to live and I'm, you know, my lease is up or whatever. And they'd pull in and they'd go to the leasing office and get a tour. That is a very sort of manual process. That renter's journey is changing. It's changing dramatically. COVID obviously helped to make that happen even faster, right? Because that person-to-person interaction was sort of shut down. But what I think multifamily is beginning to understand is that their buyers, their renters, are changing, that the way that they want to go about buying is beginning to look like the way they buy other things, which is highly digital, highly research-based, and is a renter's journey that is longer than it was in the past.
Yeah, thank you. So would you elaborate on how exactly buyers' behavior changing right now?
So all indicators are, and there's study after study of that have data to support this, that renters are beginning to search earlier, right? Way in advance of when their lease becomes due or when they want to sign a new lease. And they're conducting a lot of research online before they even talk to a human being at all. And they're doing this in many channels, right? And so what that means is that experience matters, right? I think in a lot of ways, Amazon matured the consumer for all of us, right? Because they could get access to everything they wanted instantly, you know, everything right at their fingertips every hour of the day, right? And so there's this expectation for experience that I think has been elevated for the consumer quite a bit. And multifamily is just starting to understand how to fulfill that need for the consumers.
Got it. So based on your research or experience, so what kind of challenges current multifamily owners facing, you know, in that perspective?
Yeah, so I think there are a few things happening. So one, obviously, is the need to be able to scale across all this activity, right? So you have folks that are doing all of this research online, right? They expect to be able to get their questions answered immediately, right? And multifamily historically hasn't been set up to do that. The rental office is open, you know, 9 to 5 or 9 to 7, and there are people available to answer phone calls at those times or see people that come in or, you know, respond to emails that might come in. But in off hours, which is when 50% or more of this research is happening by these digitally savvy consumers, there's not a person manning the office that can answer those questions. And so that's really driven the adoption of technology to like AI technology and chat technology to fill that gap when people aren't available. I also think that there is a secondary piece that what used to be an amenities race in terms of property versus property competition isn't really that anymore. So many properties today have similar amenities. Everyone sort of got up to a parity level with exceptions here and there, of course. And that just reinforces the fact that experience matters, that what happens for these consumers while they are at the beginning of their search process and looking at various properties is going to have a direct impact on their decision-making.
Yeah, absolutely. And before jumping into AI, so what kind of trends you're observing, you know, from buyer's point of view, what exactly they are looking based on different locations, different asset classes, different amenities, what exactly they're looking?
This varies greatly by region. You know, PERC sits on top of a whole bunch of consumer data, and we look at this all the time, and it varies region by region across the country, what matters most to people. So it's difficult to answer that question for everyone, but we do have some stuff on our website that can be downloaded called a field guide that is free download if anyone wants to download it and read about the different regions. What we also see is that consumers that are engaging with interactive content on websites are more likely to convert to tours and leases than people who do not. That the ability to have these kinds of tools, as well as chat technology on various channels, makes a big difference in the renter's journey for the consumer and for the outcomes for the PMC.
Got it. Thank you. So now jump into AI space. How exactly AI, you know, solving marketing problems or any, you know, leasing problems or those kind of stuff?
Oh gosh, this is such a big topic we could talk about forever. So I think that multifamily in general is early in the adoption of AI technology, right? And so it's sort of become table stakes that PMCs are putting a, you know, chat capability on their website, which makes a ton of sense to answer for what we were talking about already, which is the rental office isn't open 24/7. Consumers expect 24/7, right? But there is so much more promise with AI than just the chat technology. So there is a need to be able to alleviate work for on-site teams And so there are other things that can be automated to help save them time. So not only answering frequently asked questions, but the ability to follow up and nurture leads, that kind of stuff, scheduling tours, that kind of stuff. And those tools exist today. But where I think that this industry is really headed and PERC has a vested interest in is the actual experience, right? And how can we elevate the experience for consumers and give them what they need when they need it in a highly personalized way, meaning you get something different than I get when I go through my experience with the same property, while also helping to drive down costs for the PMC? Because let's face it, the cost per lead and the cost per lease is just going up, up, up in this business, and it makes it super difficult to see good NOI numbers. And so automation helps to solve for that.
Those are great points. Based on the data gathered from your company, would you like to throw some insights, you know, what kind of trends you're observing?
So PERC uniquely uses AI-based tools on the website. It's content that visitors to your website can use to learn about the property. So rather than a static page that just tells you about amenities or has photos or whatever, they're engaging quizzes to match floor plans with their interests or to explore the neighborhood, right? And so these tools take the content about your property and learn context about the consumer both at the same time. And what we're seeing is when you use that approach, when you give them stuff to interact with versus a static page, their likelihood to tour and their likelihood to lease increases at least 2x. And that tells you a lot about the mindset of the consumer in terms of how they want to learn about properties. I think gone are the days of the boring website in multifamily.
So apart from leasing space, any other areas you guys are implementing AI?
So PERC as a business has the multifamily purpose-built software. PERC has sister companies that work in other industries, but the technology isn't exactly the same.
Okay. Would you elaborate a little bit about, you know, your software, how exactly, you know, multifamily operators can benefit from using your software?
Absolutely. So let me just give you a high-level sense of what it does, and I think that answers how it can help, right?
Yeah.
So what PERC does is it offers three very important things. One is the AI, it's natural language processing based chat technology that can be applied across channels. So not only on the website, it goes on Google Business Page, Google Maps, it can chat in email, it can chat in SMS, and it can convert inbound phone calls to text exchanges. So by virtue of having that natural language processing in place, you can automate the responses to questions that come in from prospects across all of these channels. The reason that across channels matters is people are operating across channels. They don't just visit your website. They're going to go to your Google Business page. They're going to check out reviews and all of that kind of stuff. And being able to provide them a consistent experience, the same technology, giving the same answer in all the places actually matters. It matters a lot to them understanding your brand and feeling comfortable. The second thing that we do is AI lead capture is what I call it. That refers to the shopping tools that I was talking about. So there's about a dozen different shopping tools that PERC puts on multifamily websites that engage people and have them interact with your content versus just read your content. And by virtue of interacting with the content, what happens is PERC learns about that consumer. PERC learns what their preferences are for a floor plan. PERC learns what their move-in window might be. PERC learns if they have a pet or not. Those kinds of things. And when PERC learns those things, then it can personalize the third component, which is our follow-up and nurture component, which is also AI-based. So PERC sends follow-up immediately when a lead enters the system, and it personalizes those touches to ensure that relevant content is being delivered to both their email and their SMS to move them through the renter's journey. Give them the knowledge that they hadn't already picked up on the website. Try to keep them engaged. And all of this is underpinned by an AI decisioning engine, more or less, that decides what content goes to whom and when, right? Right channel, right content, right time. But it's also watching to see when that lead is agent ready, because it knows ultimately at some point that person needs to talk to a person on the PMC team. And so when the lead is agent ready, it gets handed off to the CRM. And the benefit of that, of course, is you've saved an immense amount of time for your on-site team over, you know, what you would be doing if they had to do all that activity. And that allows you to staff accordingly. But the secondary thing is all of these engagement tools on the website and all of these channels that you're allowed to chat in capture more free leads from your website and other channels, allowing you to drive down your costs related to acquiring leads. Because, hey, let's face it, PMCs are spending a lot of money with ILSs, and those costs are just on the rise. So, you know, maximizing the potential of your website makes a lot of sense these days.
Awesome. Thank you. So what is PMC? You mentioned multiple times. Can I elaborate that?
Property management company. Okay. So whether it's an owner, operator, or management company.
Got it. How many clients your software was deployed?
So we have a couple hundred clients using our software, companies of all sizes, really, some very large PMCs, some smaller PMCs, and at various stages as well. So we see companies that are building a new building in the middle of a lease up using PERC to help manage all of the activity that they need to get those units rented. And we also see seasoned companies with high occupancy using it to just keep down the amount of work that the on-site team is having to do.
Got it. So you guys have any specific requirements, like, you know, size of property or number of units or, you know, location or anything like that? Type of asset class, class A, class B, class C, or anything like that?
So I would say in terms of size, the majority of our customers have at least 10 properties with about 100 units each. Those economics make a lot of sense for that business.
Yeah.
So that's what we typically see, that and up.
Okay, got it. And how long it will take to implement PERC software and how much it will cost? You know?
The implementation is actually quite easy. We have an amazing customer success team that works very closely with our clients to get them up and running. We try to reduce the lift that it takes, and we can typically get up and running in a month's time, depending on how many properties and all of that stuff. In terms of cost, it's highly dependent upon how many properties you have and what components you use. So when I described what PERC does, I described for you full solution. Some people choose to do just parts of it to fill a gap that they have. Although my favorite implementation, of course, is full platform, because it does such cool things unified together.
So based on your experience, would you share any best experience in implementing AI into, you know, multifamily space?
I guess the best thing that I could say, which sounds super self-serving, and I don't mean it this way at all, is you got to dip your toe in the water. Like, this is where this business is headed. Multifamily needs to adopt automation, just like B2B did 25 years ago and B2C did shortly after, in order to scale to the activity that the renters have come to expect. And those that choose to not go down this path are going to find themselves behind the cutting edge property management companies that are adopting this technology, because the experience of the consumer will be quite different for those who do it well versus those who choose to not do it.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, definitely. So, and would you also share any challenging experience implementing AI into multifamily space?
I think the biggest challenge that I've seen, I mean, so this isn't hard, right? It's not hard to get up and running, but it's change. It's change for teams. And so the biggest recommendation that I would have is that you include your teams and make sure that they understand the technology, they understand why it's there, they understand the benefits and what it's doing for them, so that they don't feel like they're being replaced by technology, because they're not. It's just a shift in who gets what work.
Yeah, it's kind of support, you know.
100%. Yep.
Yeah. Let's shift towards personal side. So what daily habits are helping you to be successful?
Yeah. So I adopted a new daily habit earlier this year, and it's my favorite new thing. I live in southern Maine, and I'm about a half a mile from the ocean. And so I have started doing a morning beach walk, like very early. And I go barefoot, and I walk the beach and just listen to the sound of the ocean and the seagulls. And it is a beautiful way to start my day.
Awesome. Yeah. And any books that impacted your life?
Yeah. So I have this is an old timey marketing book that I recommend to everyone that I love. It's called Zag. It was written by Marty Neumeier. It's, I don't know, maybe 15 years old or so. But this book has legs. It's been around. It keeps getting, you know, republished. And it's really a story about brand and business strategy coming together. And it lays out this really nice framework for how to think about your brand. And, you know, no surprise / spoiler, experience is a big part of it.
Awesome. How can listeners can connect with you?
Anyone who wants to talk to me directly can find me on LinkedIn. So my first name is Mary Beth, Maribeth. Last name is Ross, Ross. Certainly, if you're interested in learning more about Perk, you can go to perk.com, which is perq.com. And we've got a bunch of information out there that you can read as well.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
That's the end of this episode of Multifamily AP 360, but we'd love to continue to help you on your journey. Head to ushacapital.com/podcast to join our email list for more tips and strategies. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. This is Multifamily AP 360 with Ramakrishna Chunchu. We'll see you next time.